Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, where we are having a Holy Ghost seminar. And we have as our guests, well-trained, well-experienced in the Holy Ghost, two people who were brought up under Papa and Mama Goodwin and witnessed the manifestation of the Spirit in that church in Pasadena, Texas, but they also have had a lifelong time now. Mom and Papa are gone.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, I am shocked when I go out at the prevalence of abuse. People will come to you and they will say that they have been abused. And I'm just shocked at how widespread it is. And so I would like you to tell some of the stories that you were telling about how the Holy Ghost and manifestation, I'm telling you, we've got to have him to set people free.
Amen.
And so tell some of those stories.
Well, one time a psychiatrist came to one of my meetings. Now, at this time, I had been for about 6 months. I'd been seeing just an avalanche of joy in the meetings and a lot of laughter and so on. But I still didn't understand all that God's doing, but I didn't understand a lot of what God was doing. This psychiatrist came, and he got excited, and he asked the pastor's wife if she thought I could have lunch with him the next week. Well, it was the city where I lived, and so she said, well, he's out of town a lot, but if he's going to be in town, I imagine he would have lunch with you. So I met with the psychiatrist and his wife, and all he could talk about when we went out for lunch was what God had done on that previous Sunday. He said, I saw adults acting like kids, and he said, that's good. He said there, and then he explained, he said there are dysfunctional families, mm-hmm. and parents are alcoholic or drug addicted, and they're out of it a lot of the time, and said the kids have to grow up too early and have to take on responsibility before they're ready for it. So he said, I saw adults acting like kids. One thing he got excited about was a woman that had gotten drunk in the spirit and sucked her thumb, a grown woman.
And you didn't stop it, huh?
No, I didn't stop it. See, that's the thing. You've got to be careful, because some of these things, you don't know whether they're in the flesh or in the spirit. But if it's not immoral and it's not hurting anything, I let it go. And I find out later some of the craziest looking things are the things that brought the greatest results. So I remembered then a couple of things that had happened when the psychiatrist said that. Then one night there were two men on the floor, they're crawling around, and one of them was trying to prop himself up on one hand and one knee. And he would do that, and then he'd fall over. And the other man, after he'd done it about five times, the other man crawled over, butted him with his head, and knocked him down. And they laughed, and they had a big time, you know. Well, the guy that kept butting him with his head and knocking him down said, I didn't get to play that way when I was a child. He told me later. He said it felt so good. God was saying, it's all right, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I've been robbed of his childhood.
Robbed of his childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So now one lady, I told this story this afternoon, one lady laughed from probably about 9 o'clock at night till 10 the next morning. At 10 the next morning, she's, and I'm talking about deep belly laughs, one after another, all night long. And at 10 the next morning, she's at a supermarket. She's so high and enjoying everything. She's throwing canned goods at the basket, not putting them in there, just throwing them there, and just having a ball. Well, she had been molested by her dad many times as she was growing up. When she finally got away from him, Satan gave her nightmares every night for 30 years. But that night that she laughed all night and half the morning, she was set free forever of the nightmares. And the whole thing was over. So one lady got drunk in the Holy Ghost and acted like a fool on a Sunday morning and Sunday night. Now, she, I ask people this when I tell this, say, how many of you ever got drunk for the devil or were a fool for the devil? And of course, there'll be hands all over the place. And I'll say, it ought to be an honor to be a fool for Jesus. Sure, she was a fool, but here was her story. She'd been raped and almost murdered 20 years before. And she'd lived in fear for 20 years. Her husband had slept with a loaded gun under the pillow for 20 years. And she said every day she had relived the rape scene to some degree or another. Just the mention of somebody on TV getting raped that she didn't even know would give her a deeply traumatic experience. And so she was set free. She said, now that happened on Sunday, and she said Monday she knew she'd been delivered from something great, but didn't know what it was. And she prayed and asked God, and he said, it's the memories from the rape scene. And her husband told me a year and a half later, said she's been free ever since. So
the power of the Holy Ghost did that.
Oh, yeah. And he did it in almost no time. And, well, of course, she was drunk Sunday morning and Sunday night. Now, here's one that only took maybe 3 or 4 minutes. There was a lady on the floor, and she was laid out on the floor, and suddenly she went like this, toot, 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 pretended she's playing a musical instrument. And everybody laughed, and then she said, put a mic by her mouth, and you would hear her going, toot, 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 toot. Then she flipped over and pretended she was swimming. Then she began to cry. After the service, she told the pastor's wife, she said, when I was a girl, I was an orphan. And she said, tonight, when I fell out in the spirit, I thought I was a little girl. And she said, God spoke to me and asked, what can you do, little girl? She said, I can play a musical instrument. That's when she went toot, 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 toot. And then God laughed and said, can you play it any other way? Yeah, I can play it real low, and that's when she's going to do, do, do. What else can you do? Said, I can swim. And she pretended to swim. Then God said, little girl, you're not an orphan anymore because glory. I'm your father.
Yes, praise the glory. Lord.
And every scar from childhood was healed. I saw her a year later, was healed that night. Every scar.
Dr. Billy, again, yes. Because the subject has been abuse. The last 4 or 5 months, every time I give an altar call for those who've been abused, I was amazed. I was shocked. Almost half the church in every instance would come forward and be delivered from many things happening in their childhood. Most of it was probably 60 to 70% of that. And the Holy Spirit is right now healing people because of your radio broadcast. And you are worthy. You are loved.
Amen.
And you are being delivered. And God has need of you. And right now, just receive the forgiveness. Go ahead and forgive the person that abused you and receive your healing and be set free. Praise
and,
God.
And just start laughing.
Yes.
Rejoice. And the Holy Ghost will do it.
Tell yes, Jay's will. Story.
Oh, yeah. Jay Jerriman. He's a minister from Canada, an ex-Hindu priest. And he was here in 05 at Prayer Mountain, and I had a school of the Spirit. So he's sitting right back in the center. They had that big camera on the platform back then and so on, and he's sitting right in front of the thing. God had him front and center right where he wanted him. And so he started, well, actually, there was a story being told, and I won't go into detail, but part of it was sad.
From the platform.
Then it becomes
the minister
glorious.
Was telling this story.
Yeah.
And well, it was
and,
sad.
So
till it became glorious.
It became glorious in the end. But while we're still in the sad part of the story, Jay Jerriman went, ah! he pastors a Word of Faith church now in Canada. And he started laughing. He told me later, he said, I didn't want to laugh. He said, I knew I was disruptive. And so he said, I tried to quit, and the more I tried to quit, the louder I got. And he said, then I began to, or he said, I thought I'll get up and get out. But he said, I was stuck to the chair. Well, I saw him later, about 3 months later, and he said he was set free from abuse. He had an uncle that was so abusive. He said, I was abused in every way imaginable. And he said, until I was 13. So he said, even though I'd come out of a lot of it through faith, he said there was still a residue there left. Mm-hmm. And he said it all left that day that I laughed, and I couldn't quit laughing. So I've just seen this happen. One little boy, I'll make this very brief, but a little boy, his mother had to shoot the father in an act of self-defense. And the child had gone into a vacuum. He neither laughed nor cried after that. Well, that's rare for a child. I mean, they easily laugh and cry. And but he had no emotions. So he was on the front row. I prayed for the child. Nothing happened at that moment. But about 10 minutes before the mother took him home, he started to cry. He cried until 4 in the morning. Then he laughed from 4 o'clock until
Praise
6
God.
In the morning. And he was free.
Yeah, you said the Holy Spirit can do something in a short amount of time that we can't do.
He can do more in a minute than we can do in a lifetime.
And that's why he has to be given a place in our services. He has to be given a place to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. Tell that story about the man and the wife and the little boy, you know, that the father, he had disobeyed his father.
Oh, yeah. A friend of mine, Harley Fidler, who's a missionary to India, well, and other places too, but mainly to India. Harley Fidler was preaching in New England, and he said that when he finished, God spoke to him and said, there's a lady here that needs to come up and lead in a laugh. And so that's unorthodox, but he said it, and the lady came up. And then she got to laughing hysterically, and her husband in the back got to laughing.
Did he point her out? Did he say, like, you need to come up and lead in
a laugh? Yeah, he pointed out the lady that needed to come up, but he didn't know anything about her.
He just said, come up here and lead us in a laugh.
And then after she got started laughing, her husband got to laughing hysterically in the back, and they laughed more than anyone. Well, after the service, the pastor said, brother, he said, that was God. He said, that was a husband and wife. He said, they haven't laughed in 4 years. He said, the reason they haven't laughed in 4 years, their 10-year-old boy, 4 years before, had disobeyed the father, and he had gone to a neighbor boy's home to without permission. And the father, in an act of discipline, called him and said, you've disobeyed me. You're going to be punished now. You'd better get home in a hurry. The boy, in his haste, rode out on his bike in front of a truck and was killed. Well, they'd been in deep depression for 4 years, and God set them free.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's Hallelujah. Joy in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, there is.
I hardly said he's back 6 months later, and they were still rejoicing, still
praise
free.
The Lord. Glory to God. Now, we want to be sure to tell you that these programs are archived. And if you just tuned in today, you can go back to Monday at billybrim.org, and it will be tagged. We'll have their names on there. Brother Joe Jordan, Brother Ron Smith, we'll have their names tagged on there. And you can click on and you can listen from Monday on. And then tomorrow, we're going to have a pastor who gave his testimony today of why he came to this meeting that we're having, where you're teaching on the gifts of the Holy Ghost, manifestations. And so you can go online to billybrim.org, like I said. And we do want you to tell us if you've had a deliverance, if you've had something at the from abuse, if joy has entered your heart, please write us and tell us about it at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or send us an email. This is Billy Brim, and all of us saying, Shalom, Shalom.